For today's In Touch, I talked to Mike Murphy about Washington County's camp race and an effort that's currently underway to build a director's cabin. First off, what is Camp Reese? How did this come to be here in Washington County?
Camp Reese started in 1968. It's a camp for people with disabilities. It's kind of a hidden gem of Washington because it's been supported by Washington County citizens and the volunteers of Washington County to give individuals with disabilities just a safe Christian camping experience. That no other county has a camp like this. So it's really unique, and it's not statewide known because they only can serve so many individuals. And although they do serve some outside the county, primarily the individuals that go to camp are Washington County individuals with disabilities. Dick Herline was the individual that started the camp with assistance from the Ministerial Association here in Washington. He ended up being the director of that camp for 20 plus years and put his heart and soul into it. He's the one that developed the programs that still to this day are being used by the camp. The silly songs, the Oogawa, the Goofy Green Gizmo, other silly programs that are just fun. Camp Reese does boating, has crafts out there. We do some worship services. It's just a really neat experience for individuals with disabilities as well as the volunteers. Because a lot of younger individuals come out and are junior counselors and counselors. So this is a program that was intended to give a camping experience for individuals, but it's a twofold because it's really gave the introduction to individuals in our community the chance to work with individuals with disabilities in a camping environment.
This was started all these years back, and it's still going on here in Washington County.
That's correct. It's actually flourishing. In 1968, again, there was 8 teachable and educable individuals, and currently we're looking at 100 campers plus, and there's a waiting list in there. So Washington County has done a really good job of creating a program that is not only long-lasting, but is also desirable. It's something that we need to keep.
Absolutely. And what Dick created here, you've been able to bring to other communities here in Iowa.
That's correct. Camp Reese has been such a great project for Washington that I was able to go around the state of Iowa and implement the skeleton of Camp Reese in other communities and get a camp just like Camp Reese started for them. And they currently are going on today, and they're flourishing just like Camp Reese is, providing a camping experience for individuals with disabilities in their areas. The unique part about Camp Reese is the cost. The cost is $175 for the week of camp. Any other camp comparable to this starts at $600 and goes up. So really, we are giving a great camping experience for a very minimal amount of money. But the population that we're talking about doesn't have that money. So it's been a really nice thing that the Washington citizens can offer that program.
You were the director for quite a few years, so you're pretty familiar. What do these kids have to look forward to each summer?
I was the director for Camp Reese for quite some time. Things that we do at camp, we do crafts and boating and singing, but it's almost a family style. The interesting part about camp is people are loved like brothers and sisters. The day the camp's over, you see the campers that are walking down the street, and they are just looking forward to the next year of camp. And they will talk to you every time you run into them. They just want to know about camp. In fact, I ran into an individual today that told me he's going to camp. So it's something that they really look forward to. It's a vacation time. And we try to make sure that 5 days that they go to camp is an experience that they will hold and cherish for the rest of the year. And I think that we've done a pretty good job at that. And I hope that we continue to do that.
You guys are out in the Lake Darling area.
We are. When the camp was first established, we started using the Lake Darling Youth Center, which is on the other side of the Lake Darling State Park. And we've continued to use that facility. It's a great facility. It's good for the campers. It's nice that we get to introduce them into the nature environment. And it's got some pretty good facilities. The one missing thing in that facility, though, is a director's cabin. And that's what I would like to change. All these years as a director, myself and Dick Herline, our past director, we never really had a permanent home as a director because there was no director's cabin. And after Richard Herline passed away, I spoke with his family, and they wanted to do some kind of memorial for him. And as I got to talking with him, I said, what better thing to do than build a director's cabin out there? They need that. So as we got to talking, I wanted to share with him that a director's cabin would be unique in Richard's case, because everybody that come in that gate to camp would be greeted by Richard Herline.
That was the first half of my conversation with Mike Murphy. Tune in tomorrow for the rest of this discussion. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.